Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Xtra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Xtra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Life's beginning to return to normal near the east side of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. But on the west side, it's an entirely different story, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Sections of West Mosul remain in ruin, as many Iraqis claim they will never return to their homes after suffering under ISIS. In a teleconference in Baghdad, Army Colonel Jonathan Byram spoke about the progress in East Mosul.
In Mosul, where the brutal rule of ISIS denied many the basic right of an education, now thousands of students are returning to recently opened schools. Businesses are reopening where rubble once stood, and over 4 million displaced Iraqis have returned to their homes of origin.
I'm John Clemens.
CBS News has reached a settlement with the three women accusing veteran journalist Charlie Rose of sexual harassment. The lawsuit claims Rose made physical contact with the women and that CBS was fully aware of his behavior. A statement from CBS says the matter has been resolved and the settlement amount is confidential. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Court TV Network is being revived after being off the air for a decade, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Its 17-year run ended in 2008 when Turner rebranded it as True TV.
And what about the gripping testimony, Harlan, where he describes how visibly upset...
This time a network, Court TV, is expected to come back on air next year. It will be relaunched as part of the EW Scripts Company, including its trademark, website, and 100,000 hours of original content that Scripps acquired from Turner Broadcasting. Some original Court TV anchors will be back. Katz Networks, part of the EW Scripps company, saying it will relaunch Court TV as a new round-the-clock network offering gavel-to-gavel trial coverage on the air and online in May of 2019.
An all-new episode tonight at 10:30 on Court TV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan is doing his best to keep the Washington Redskins in Maryland. Hogan yesterday touted a new tentative agreement that the state reached with federal officials to swap Land Park in Western Maryland to build the team a new stadium in Prince George's County.
Can you imagine the Redskins Stadium on a Monday Night Football looking at all the monuments reflecting in the Potomac River? It'd be the nicest facility in America.
Hogan was short on details, but this comes amid speculation that the Redskins could return to Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
A good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather report. It is a lovely 41 degrees outside right now, partly cloudy. Light winds are out there, too. This afternoon, we're going to see a high just around 40. Slight winds again just coming out of the northwest. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 27 degrees. With tomorrow, Thursday, a slight chance of snow before noon. There's a chance it could be mixed with some rain also. Mostly cloudy with a high near 38. The chance of the snow-rain combination, probably about 40%. Thursday night, still that chance of snow and rain mix probably before 8 p.m., and we're going to see a low of around 32. Friday, a chance of rain before, well, after 2 p.m., excuse me. And Friday night, rain mainly after 8 p.m. So we'll all hopefully be home by then and chilling out. Going into the weekend, Saturday, sorry to say it, rain. High near 50, though, so it'll be a little bit warmer with a chance of precipitation at 80%. Saturday night, still rainy. Sunday, still a chance of rain before 8 a.m., but the sun ought to break out, and it'll be partly sunny with a high near 45. There's your weather report, folks. We'll be right back.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Living, the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Oh, man, I'm doing a couple things here at once. We're on Facebook here. I see Kim. I see Christine. I see Kathy. What's up? I see Lori. The Max Challenge, the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our telephone number, write it down. 908-627-7020. We are located at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza right on Route 31 there. We have so much going on. Hey, Kathy, I see you. Hello. We have an enrollment special going on right now. And I'll tell you, we're going to talk a little bit more about this later. But, of course, January's coming. I know everybody's kind of in the festive mood right now. And maybe not even thinking about your health and fitness routine. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today, too. Yeah, we are. But we have enrollment specials going on. We're gearing up. We're gearing up for our January challenge starting January 7th. That's our next 10-week, full 10-week challenge. We are hosting a trial class on Sunday, December 30th at 7:30 a.m., You can register for this, and I advise you to register today, now. Do it now unless you're driving. Public service announcement there. Register for this class. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. Bring someone you love. Bring someone you hate. Doesn't matter to us. Bring somebody. It's the running joke right now. But this trial class is absolutely free. You get to come in, take a class, meet the team. The amazing Ron and Lauren Edelstein will be there. They are the owners of the Max Challenge, the driving force behind it. Yours truly, your host, Mark LaRose, I'll be there. The amazing Jillian Van Nostrin will be there. The amazing Sarah, the awesome Kim, the awesome Scott will be there. And who knows, I hope Megan might be listening, our team leader there. I am so out of it right now. You know what it is? I had so many things going on here. I got to take a deep breath and center myself now. Okay, our lead instructor, Megan Smith, she's having a baby. God bless her. But who knows if she might be in too. But you stop into that trial class. You'll be able to meet all of us, ask questions, and I guarantee you will have fun at this class while you break a good sweat too. Again, our phone number is 908-627-7020. What else? Let's see. Oh, give the gift of health. We are offering gift certificates at the Max Challenge of Clinton also. You can purchase a gift certificate in just about any amount, and you can give enough to cover some protein. Hey, Kathy, I see you. Protein, you could give enough to cover some new kickboxing gloves, or you could just purchase an entire 10-week challenge for somebody you really love and give it to them, because that is a gift that we'll keep on giving for a lifetime. Nicole, Jenny, I see you too. Got a lot of people watching today. You know, we have a really great topic today. And so just to give my Facebook friends a heads up, what's going to happen is I'm going to be doing radio stuff here sometimes, and I'll try to continue to talk with you. But the good thing is on Facebook, you won't hear the commercial part of it. Lucky you get to hear me talk some more though. Sorry. But the topic today on Max Living. And before I even forget, in case I'm mentioning everybody going around here too, and hopefully I mentioned Sarah. I got to remember the incredible Sarah too. Just if my fiance is watching, I know she has lunch right about now, or she's listening. Love you, sweetheart, and I'll see you later. We'll talk. All right, listen. Today's subject is how to choose the right fitness program. Tis the season to be jolly. Tis the season to be looking at different fitness programs and all these other things. And that you're looking ahead to the next couple of weeks. And I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. What were you doing this time last year? All right. Now, if you're watching and you're a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton, I would venture to say that this time last year, you did not have a lot of energy, and a whole bunch of you were probably a little bit heavier and a little bit weaker. And now, after you've been doing our program for, I don't care if it's been 2 weeks or 2 months or 5 months, I'll tell you right now, if you're a member and you're listening or watching, you are most likely stronger. You've lost body fat. You have more energy, you have more agility, you have more flexibility, your mental outlook is probably much more positive, because that is the side effects of taking care of yourself. That just happens naturally. So people are going around looking at different fitness programs, fitness centers, and I'll tell you right now that the number one thing that they're looking at, most people, maybe not everybody, the number one thing that they're looking at is probably the least important thing, and it's the first thing that they're checking out, and it's probably at the very bottom or near the bottom of the list as to what is important about it, and that's the price. And I'm being blunt honest. Everybody thinks, well, how much is this going to cost? How much is this going to cost? Well, I'll tell you right now, price is only, there's a saying, price is only an issue in the absence of value. And so I'm going to talk to you today about what makes a fitness program valuable to you and the things that you need to look for in it. I got less than a minute before I'm going to have to do a commercial thing here, Facebook pals. But the price, everybody, most people just go out there and they look at the price. And if the price is quote unquote too high, they move on to the next thing. But if you're like me, and be honest, if you're like me, you have donated, I'll start on the bottom, of hundreds of dollars, but most likely you have donated thousands of dollars to some big box gym and never went, or went sporadically. You know, you probably had the best of intentions of going, but you didn't. And I'm in this boat too. I've done this before myself, all right? So, and if you agree and you can hear me and everything's cool out there, I want you to give me some thumbs up. Give me some hearts out there, Facebook land, all right? Listen, I'll be right back here on the radio. For the radio folks, this is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't you move. We will be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first, We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Phone number, write it down unless you're driving. Unless you could pull over to the side of the road and write this down. Or, of course, you can look at this link later. Phone number is 908-627-7020. And the entire team, Team Clinton, is here for you. We're here to help you out. So, again, jumping right back into it, how to choose the right fitness program. What I started to say is that most people are going to be looking at price first for whatever program or gym that they look at, and that's really the least thing that they should be looking at. That's the least of their concerns, because if we could change your life, how much is that worth to you? If we could take away these problems that you've been having. A couple of months ago, I spoke to a young lady who is, I think she's still a member. Yeah, I won't use names, but... When I told her about the Max Challenge of Clinton and our program and what we offer, and then I gave her the price, she was shocked. And she wasn't shocked because the price was too high. She thought it was going to be, believe it or not, at least three times more money. And that's really what it is. When you look at the value, I just want you to think about the last time you spent $500 on something. And what use are you getting out of it? What value has it added to your life for $500? That's not a whole lot of money, $500. And we're less than that. But if you look at the last time you spent $500 on something, what's it doing right now? Is it collecting dust? Did you have to sell it because you weren't using it? Did you give it away to somebody? Does it lay dormant most of the day? Because I'll put money on it that it's probably not doing a damn thing to help you improve your life, or your health, or your longevity, or your energy levels, or anything else. That's the darn truth about that. So in choosing the right fitness program, what I mentioned before is that the price is only an issue in the absence of value. So what is going to make a fitness program valuable to you individually? Now, all of us will have different standards that we're going to look at. All of us are going to attribute different things to the value of that program, because all of us, even though we all have goals, we have different goals. There's different things that are important to us. So what are the things that you're going to want to look for? First of all, you're going to want to make sure about what kind of a contract that a place is offering. Now, a lot of fitness programs want to offer you a one-year contract. Some of them offer a two-year contract because you can save some money. You can save some money, they'll tell you, if you tie yourself into 2 years for this. And I've actually spoken about this once before, about these contracts. There is actually a part of your brain that wants to be locked into an annual contract or a two-year contract. I'm not kidding. Normally, and if you think about it, normally we hate being locked into contracts that are that long. Think about your cell phone. Okay. A lot of places, a lot of companies are locking you into a 2-year agreement for your cell phone. You did it, but you probably didn't enjoy doing it though. Let's be honest. All right. Cable and satellite packages. Many of us signed agreements, signed contracts with a cable company or a satellite company for a year. A lot of times it's 2 years because you're going to get the best package if you sign up for 2 years, folks. That's right. Meanwhile, I'm not going to go into it. We all know how we think about cable and satellite. It's necessary evil. But did you happily sign up for 2 years for a cable company? No. No, you didn't. But here's the thing, folks. Listen to me. Gym memberships are an exception to that rule. Joining a gym is an interesting form of what behavioral economists, you got this? Behavioral, these are people, real people, smart people, behavioral economists call pre-commitment. We, as humans, actually like the idea of being locked into a gym contract at first. Okay? Let's be honest here. At first, there's something about it. Because while you're signing this 1 year, 2 year contract with somebody, all you're picturing in the back of your mind, and this is a good picture to have. I'm not saying it's a bad picture to have, but you're picturing the new you, the new me. That's what you see. You're signing. You're like, yeah, I am going to give you thousands of dollars and I am going to change everything. And it's going to be the new me. And it's the new you that is actually pre-committing to go to the gym 3 times a week. And you are going to become this fitness machine, this lean, mean, fighting machine. If you've ever seen Stripes, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? Now, this is an actual syndrome we're talking about here. We convince ourselves so much that since we have committed to putting money down for a year, 2 years, that we are going to force ourselves to go to the gym. And then, come on, you can type it in the comments. What happened to you the last time you joined a gym, a big box gym? I don't care what it is, where you signed a year contract, 2 year contract, you know? What happens? We don't go. Or we'll go for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm not going to talk about New Year's resolutions here. That's going to be a whole different show probably. You know, but if you've been listening to me at all or you know me at all, I hate resolutions. I despise New Year's resolutions when it comes to your health, okay? I don't believe in resolutions. And you can ask me about that later. Like I said, that's going to be a whole different show. But then we don't. And you know what happens when you don't? Now you've signed this 1 year contract, this 2 year contract, and you've pre-committed to it. You're putting money into it. You are legally obligated to put money down on this thing. And now you're not going. And then we feel like crap because we have disappointed ourselves. We have disappointed our loved ones yet again. And we just don't go. What is it about us, you know? So what I'm going to warn you against is, as good as it might feel, be careful where you're signing a 2 year gym contract or anything like that too, okay? You're going to want to know what kind of guidance. So now when we're talking about the quality of a fitness program, the value of a fitness program, what should you be looking for? Well, I'm going to tell you one of my number one things that I like to look for. And I've been in this business for going on 19 years. I can't believe I'm saying it already. It's going on 19 years now. And it's something that when I've managed other facilities, and especially this is a huge thing at the Max Challenge of Clinton, knowing your name. It's nice when you walk into a place and they know your name. And maybe not even just know your name, but, you know the name of your children, your spouse, your partner, your dog, your cat, your canary, your goldfish, all of these things. But You see, the thing with the larger fitness centers, the very vast, ginormous ones that, you know, can hold 3,000, 4,000, you know, not hold, but that have 3,000 or 4,000 members, because God knows, right? Let's be honest. If all of those members showed up at once to these $10 a month gyms, they'd be out of business. There'd be no place to put them. They count on the fact that you're not going to show up. But knowing your name, that's kind of an important thing to me. So that's definitely something at the Max Challenge of Clinton that we strive to do. And we do it pretty damn successfully, too, is to know the names of our members and get to know them better. Gyms try to attract people. And now understand this. This is a value of a fitness program that you're going to want. You are going to want a fitness program that wants you to come. Do you hear that? Now that sounds idiotic, doesn't it? To even have to say that out loud. But there's so many fitness programs and so-called gyms that are out there that are designed to make sure you don't show up. So far, just a quick recap, we're looking at the price, which really shouldn't be an issue because you're going to want the value. So what's the values that we're looking for? We're looking at a place where you're not going to need a full year or 2 year sign on a dotted line contract, this pre-committal thing. You're looking at a place that's going to know your name and care about knowing your name. And then you're going to want a fitness program that wants you to show up. You see? And it almost sounds idiotic to even have to say that out loud. But gyms, most gyms out there, especially your $10, $20 a month gyms, they try to attract people that won't show up. And if you haven't been a gym person, so-called a gym rat or a gym person in the past, chances are pretty damn good that paying for that gym membership and locking yourself into a 2-year contract isn't going to change that. That's a fact of life. I know with the best of intentions, you know, that might be there. But you see, these larger fitness programs, these larger gyms, they know this. And that's why traditionally they're not trying to attract people who will be gym rats. Instead of displaying, the challenging pieces of equipment and putting out the benches and things like that, they kind of hide them in the back. You know, you get this almost a nightclub scene when you walk in. All right, you get, you know, this nightclub scene when you walk in, but all the tough stuff is way, way, way in the back, in the darker corners of it. You know, the lobbies are designed to look like fancy hotels and restaurants in a lot of places. Hey, Danette, thanks for watching. So, for the longest time, many years ago, the whole gym experience was actually designed around sweat. You could wear baggy pants and, you know, there was people lifting weights and bodybuilders there and stuff like that. But once these gyms started looking more like coffee shops and hotels and restaurants, people who weren't bodybuilders started to feel more comfortable there. And that's where we got the term, the casual gym goer. Now, regardless of this, at the Max Challenge of Clinton, our best member is one who shows up every day. You see, this is the difference. You see, again, I'm telling you about these big box gyms that have 3,000 members on their roster, and that's 3,000 paying members, but the facility only holds maybe 200, if you're lucky. And again, the thing is that they don't want you to show up because what happens if you use the gym? Well, there's wear and tear on the machines that goes up exponentially with the more users. So guess what? The people that own that gym need to pay for repairs, pay for upholstery. You're using their water, their electricity. It's just, this is all built into the variables of this. So at the Max Challenge of Clinton, and folks, we love you, members. We love you. We want you to come in. What happens if you don't show up for a day or two, right? What happens? One of us is going to reach out to you to make sure you're cool, you're okay. Most of the time, you know, away on a trip, whatever it is, or, you know, right now, 'tis the season again. You're sick, your partner's sick, your spouse is sick, your children are sick. This is something, though, that is of a huge value. When you're choosing the right fitness program for you, you want to choose a program that wants you to show up. This is ginormously important, ginormously important. Yeah. Your health. I mean, let's be honest about this. Sorry, shifting here. Your health is an investment. So your health, the one body that you have, should not be tied into a New Year's resolution that is socially acceptable to fail at. You don't have, I've said this before, you do not have a spare body hanging in the closet for you to use when the one that you're in now goes to hell in a handbasket because you're not taking care of it, you know? And you know, a lot of times we just kind of flippantly go through things. I have a buddy of mine down in Florida that I'm not going to name names just in case he's going to watch. I don't know. He might be watching. He puts this thing on Facebook this morning about how he bought pumpkin spice flavored Equal. And this was a good thing for him. It's a good thing for him. Now, he's pretty health conscious too. And so he's pumpkin spice flavored Equal. And he's like, everything could be pumpkin spice flavored. So I commented on it and said, well, that's kind of pumpkin spice flavored chemicals now, isn't it? Why don't you just buy pumpkin spice and add it to stuff? And he came up with some excuse for it. And I said, okay. I said, I just want you to take care of the body that you have because you only have one. And he said, well, I cut it with stevia. And I said, okay, so you're taking rat poison basically and you're cutting it in half. So you're only getting half a dose of rat poison then. Is that, you see what I'm saying? We rationalize this garbage with ourselves. We convince ourselves all the time of how we can get away with stuff that's going to hurt us and kill us in the long run. We rationalize it. It's great. And by the way, I'm saying we. I've done this too. I still do it to a point. But our health is an investment. When you're looking at the right fitness program, choose a fitness program that wants you to be there. Look at it as an investment, not an expense. I've used this expression before, and I've said this to people who have come on to the, you know, our legacy program, is that the Max Challenge of Clinton is your 401k plan for your health. It is, because it is unlike any other program that I've ever experienced. And I'll say that that's going to be true for a lot of you who are watching and listening right now. It's just, you know, what's going to save you money in the long run? You're going to be healthier. I don't want to sound like a jerk about this or anything, but, you know, it's cardiac medicine is pretty expensive. Diabetes medicine is expensive. These problems exact on your body is a problem too. And then what happens? I know some people have had the goals that this coming spring and summer, they want to be able to play with their children in the park. That takes a toll on it too. So I've talked to a lot of people and parents, people, adults who will spend, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands of dollars on new clothes, new shoes, not just for themselves, maybe even for their children. They'll buy, you know, different things, whatever it is, home decoration, home decor. And yet they are not willing to make themselves enough of a priority to make the investment in their health. You know something? To be bold here, hard truth, folks, if you're a parent, your child would much rather have you around to walk them down the aisle or dance with them at the reception when they get married than to give them expensive electronic toys, because you can take that money and invest it in you. That's a thing. People putting themselves second so much. And so if this is the season of gift giving, maybe you need to give yourself a gift here, because in the end, you're not just giving it to yourself, you see? You're giving it to every single one of your loved ones, your family members, your children, your grandchildren, your partner, your spouse, your friends. It's not just about you. So maybe you just need to give yourself a gift here, you know, of your health. Because I know in the long run, most kids, you're gonna spend $800 on something for them, $600 even, and they'll use it for a while, and it's going to be pretty interesting. But what's going to happen next Christmas? Whereas having you around healthier and happier for as long as possible, that has no dollar value. And you know what? They may not realize it when they're 10 years old or 11 years old. But 10 years from now, they're going to look back and see the difference that taking care of yourself makes. All right, I got to move on from there. Because the other thing that you're going to want, I think, from a fitness program, no matter which one you choose, is I think you're going to want professionals there who are smart, who strive to be the best in their field, who are also compassionate and caring, who will guide you. Okay? So add to that list now, not just a fitness program that wants you to show up, but a fitness program that is staffed by experts in their field who are compassionate, who strive to constantly learn new things, who take safety at the top of their list of things too, for their members, who can give you advice and guidance, not just in class, but I'm talking, what about what you eat? What about the things you're eating? Because I know, you know, and if Ron will say this too, you know, it's we're told, you know, well, it's 50-50. Working out and nutrition is 50-50. It's 100-100, man. Okay? Your health, it's 100% about the exercise, and it's 100% about the nutrition, you know? And that, if I might be so bold as to say, is one of the things that I would call the max challenge difference. Because we're going to take care of you in the nutritional part too. We're going to give you options of things you can eat. We'll basically tell you, here's what you should eat. Here's what you shouldn't eat. You're not going to have to count calories, and you're not going to have to get a scale out and weigh things at work or something like that. You know, because really, really what it comes down to is true healthcare reform. True healthcare reform starts in your kitchen, not in your doctor's office or at your insurance company. Okay? Starts in your kitchen. What you're making yourself and what you're making for your family too. So I would really encourage you to find a fitness program that will, with compassion, but with expertise, guide you through what you should be eating also, not just the exercises you should be doing. You know, we do that though. I mean, instructors at the Max Challenge of Clinton, we do teach people how to modify exercises where necessary. That's 100%. I've had a couple of small injuries that I've been dealing with myself. Small injuries. Small, right, folks? Small injuries dealing with. But I have to modify the exercises until everything gets healed up and is stronger too. So we teach you how to do that. But it's not just about what goes on in our classes. It's about what goes on outside of there. And, you know, we have members who message us on Facebook. They'll text us. They'll email us. They'll talk to us before class, after class, to get our insights and advice. It just happened to me this morning at the 5 a.m. class. Somebody was asking questions about peanut butter. Yeah, peanut butter, you know. And you don't want somebody who's going to be at the desk or in a class at a fitness program when you ask them a logical, important question about food and nutrition that are just going to shrug and go, not really sure about that one. You know, have you Googled it? Mm-mm. No, we'll get some answers for you here. Okay. Here's the thing. When it comes to the nutrition part of it, you're going to want a fitness program for people who can confidently and with expertise give you advice on this? You know, there's a saying that you're not going to feel like $1 million if you're eating from the dollar menu. That's the truth of it. You know, there's a lot of fitness programs out there, and I'm not going to name names, but you can buy their food. Let's leave it at that. You can buy their food, but these foods that are going to be shipped UPS to your home are filled with salts and sugars and starchy carbohydrates and preservatives. And, you know, the thing is that your body's going to digest these things so fast that it's just going to leave you even hungrier after that, listen, you and I, we're all getting a little bit older. It's just one of those things. Time. We're all getting a little bit older. And what you do now in getting into a regular fitness routine and taking better care of yourself with your nutrition, hydrating yourself, taking your vitamins, whatever it is, this is an investment in your advanced years when you get older. And I'm talking older. For me, I was just joking with Susan about this. For me, old is always 20 years more than me. I don't care what age I am. It's always going to be 20 years more than me. But you see, the likelihood of serious illnesses can be reduced dramatically. And by serious illnesses, I'm talking about the biggies here. Heart disease, lung disease, cancer, diabetes. A lot of these things are obesity related. And you know, strengthening your bones. It's one of the things. I know it. The program at the Max Challenge of Clinton, our program helps to strengthen bones. And wouldn't it be nice that in the future when you're a grandfather or grandmother that you can run around and not have to worry about tripping and falling and fracturing a hip? It'd be nice if your bones were stronger, because that's how they're going to get stronger, is by starting now. There's a research by the Archives of Internal Medicine that really was very revealing, which talks about how exercising earlier in life, and again, I said it just a minute ago, it's kind of like the 401k plan for your body's future. These researchers revealed that there is a significant degree to which physical activity in your younger years and your middle years minimizes the damage later on, not just with disease, but in injuries and balance. When your muscles are stronger and your bones are stronger, you get better balance too. I have more to say on this, but for the radio side of Facebook, just hang tight for a minute here. I got to do some radio things here on the radio side here. You are listening to Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. We are located at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza on Route 31. Don't you move. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Phone number is 908-627-7020. Tis the season to be jolly and to be looking at fitness programs, and that's what we're talking about today, is what to look for in the right fitness program for you. And if you have questions, you can call us at that number. You can message us on Facebook. Again, 908-627-7020. We are here to answer your questions, seriously. So the different things that we have of value so far, we're talking about, just to recap real quick, the price is not the most important thing as long as there's value to the program for you, because to solve your health problems, you would probably spend thousands of dollars on it. So don't talk to me about $10 a month or anything like that. It's not that big a deal. Secondly, you're going to want a program that wants you to be there, that wants you to show up. You're going to look for a program that the staff, the people that are there, will know your name, will take interest in you, in who you are, and in your family. And you're going to want a place that is staffed by professionals, caring professionals. The other thing is you know, there's other parts of this value of things that people look for. One of the things is location. Now, I'll say location is important to a point, but most people will be driving around or on Google looking to see what's the closest place for them to their home or to their jobs. But I'll tell you right now, if it's worth the drive to go to a beautiful restaurant, it's worth the drive for you to take care of your body and your mind by finding a fitness program that is of quality. I think it's worth the extra 10-minute drive, the extra 15-minute drive. So even though location is going to be important to building that value that we talked about earlier, I'm going to say it's probably not at the top of the list either. Even though location is important, I think that even if you're 10 or 15 minutes further down the road, that extra time is going to be worth it if you know in your mind and in your heart that the people care, they know your name, and whatever your goals are to lose 20, 25 pounds, to get stronger, to get more energy, just to overall feel freaking better, isn't that worth an extra 10 minutes in the car? Yes, it is. It is. Don't lie to yourself about it. So I think the other thing about any fitness program that you join, or you're looking into joining, you or somebody you care about, you love, is you are going to want a place that motivates you, that motivates you, that when you get in there, the place, first of all, it's got to be clean. It's got to be clean. If you're choosing a fitness program or gym, it's got to be clean. And this is something that I will tell you right now, and our members will tell you too. We are, and I'll use this word, Ron will love this word, fanatical. We are fanatical about cleaning at the Max Challenge of Clinton. I'll tell you right now, the center gets cleaned and disinfected multiple times out of the day. God knows. And if you've ever walked in between classes and you see us out there with the disinfectant mop or with the vacuum cleaner, on kickboxing days when we have the bags out in between classes, we are wiping down the kickboxing bags, disinfecting them. We are so serious about this. You can eat a meal off the bathroom floors most days. I'm not joking. This is something that no matter where you go, you're going to want to take a look at. It's one of the things I look at. I know before I join a gym is I'll look at the machines, not just the tops, but I'll look down at the bottoms and I'll take a look and just see where is the dust, where is the dirt, because this tells you something about the character of the people that work there and who own it, the owners and the staff, is how clean a place is. I don't think I have to go into that too much, but you know, you're going to want a fitness program or a fitness center that makes you want to be there. The colors are nice. It smells nice. It's clean. It's just, and not just that, but the staff needs to motivate you too. You know, one of the things that we are huge on at the Max Challenge of Clinton, and our members know it, and we love you guys, is, you know, clapping it up for people. You have a success. You've reached a goal. Something important has happened. You will get a round of applause. And I've said this before, you know, we applaud celebrities. We applaud at plays. We applaud sports figures. And we applaud musicians at concerts. And for some ridiculous reason, we'll even applaud politicians or something like that. But you deserve the applause. You deserve applause for taking better care of yourself. Okay? So, gosh, time flies again. What I want you to consider here is choose a fitness program that's going to be a part of your retirement plan as you get older and looking ahead to the future. You want variety too. I'm going to just go on to some more points here. When you're choosing the right fitness program, you're going to want variety. You're going to want something that piques your interest and keeps your interest. And if you're like most people that join these $10 a month gyms, you're going to join and you're going to walk in there and you're going to look around and hang up your coat. And then you're going to, unless there's a medical reason, you're going to meander right over to the treadmill and you're going to hit quick start. And you're going to go walking along at 4 miles an hour, and you're going to see what's on TV, or you're going to, you know, make sure that your iPod is programmed properly and the best song is on that you love. Come on, how long can you walk like sheep on a treadmill? Seriously, there's very few people that really run on treadmills for training purposes. I get that they're out there. I understand, and if that's you, bless you. Okay, but most people out there, you're going to want something that keeps your interest, not just piques your interest. You know, for instance, at the Max Challenge, no two classes are ever alike. All right? You'd come in for a 10-week program, 5 days out of the week, you will get 50 different classes. Each of those classes is designed to make our experience for our members to be optimal, to not just help you break a sweat, but to motivate you and inspire you and educate you. That's what you need to look for in a fitness program too. You're going to need to find something that doesn't just pique your interest, but keeps it. That, oh my gosh, there's so much I could say about this, that when you wake up in the morning, you don't hit snooze because you want to show up, because you know you're going to have a good time while you're breaking a sweat. And I think, you know, going into that too, and I'm almost done here, but you're going to want a fitness program that's friendly, that has friendly people. I don't just mean the staff, but I mean the people that are there, the other members. And, you know, we are really lucky and blessed at the Max of Clinton. We have amazing members who are friendly and helpful and outgoing and caring and sociable. It's just, oh boy, we had our end of challenge celebration a few weeks ago, and it was an incredible experience just hanging out with people. And, you know, I'm lucky to be a part of this. I am. I'm blessed and honored to be a part of the Max Challenge of Clinton, because it's not just who I work for and who I work with, but it's who I get to spend my days with. And so, folks, when you're looking to choose a fitness program, find a program that has friendly people, okay, that will actually take an interest in who you are, that you build a community or a family. You know, these are important things for the value of it. Gosh, I only have about a minute left. I can't believe this. First of all, Facebook, I'm just going to finish up here because then I'm going to sign off and finish up my radio stuff here. I am so honored that you joined me today. Please share this link on your timeline for people so they understand what they need to look for in a program. If you have questions about our program, 908-627-7020. We are here to help you out. Okay? So, Facebook, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. Remember to take it to the max. Boom. And for my radio folks, tell you right now, again, it's been an honor staying here with you. And I'm so glad that you joined me today. And if you have questions, give us a call. I will be back next week. I'm going to have a special guest next week joining me. So please remember to take it to the max. Live your life on purpose. That's what this is all about. And if you have any questions, remember that you can always reach out to us again. The Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. We are located right on Route 31, okay? I hope you have an amazing day, and we will see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to tax evasion, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Russia. Cohen will have to report to jail on March 6th. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University. He's also a Fox News contributor. He believes President Trump never should have hired Cohen.
And Michael Cohen never had a good legal reputation. He never had a reputation as someone who was a particularly good lawyer. He was a bit of a thug, and the president hired him.
A group of roughly 100 Central American migrants currently camped out in Tijuana, Mexico, have reportedly sent a letter to the U.S. government demanding entry or $50,000 each to go back to their home countries. The group gave the consulate 72 hours to respond to the letter, but they also said they have no plans if their demands are rejected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to Medishare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. Medishare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
Medishare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without Medishare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Many people believe the United States is the most generous country in the world, but a new report from Gallup challenges that. Gallup has released the results of an annual World's Most Generous Countries report, and some of the findings may surprise you as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
American donations amounted to $410 billion in 2017, or about 2.1% of the U.S. GDP. But Gallup took in other factors, like volunteering, finding the most generous countries to be Indonesia, Australia, followed closely by the U.S., then New Zealand. Using those metrics, Gallup reports people living with far less can also be some of the most generous, like Indonesia, Kenya, and Myanmar that all rank near the top of their list.
The cost of cleaning up and rebuilding after three major wildfires in California is setting records. State, local, and federal officials say it will cost around $3 billion, that's with a B, to clean up after the deadly Wolseley, Hill, and Camp fires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Secretary of State Mike.